that an American would.
Well, first, in the Coast Guard, in this rescue outfit that I was in, we were in contact. Having trouble.
Tell me some about your parents, where they were born.
Oh, all right. My father was born outside of Quincy.
What?
Outside of Quincy, Florida, on a farm.
What county is that?
Oh, let me see. Quincy would be,
Is it very far?
It's not far from here. No, I'm surprised. It's just above Tallahassee. It's near the Georgia line. And his father, they farmed. And his father's father, let me try to start all over. They came down from North Carolina and homesteaded this land when this section of the state was open for homesteading. And they came down and homesteaded some property in a little small town called Mount Pleasant outside of Quincy. And when my father was about 12 years old, his father died, and I think the family finally had to sell the farm. And he had an older brother that was working for this railroad in St. Joe. And my father came down to live with his older brother. And he attended school. I don't think he went very far in school. But he worked for the railroad, started selling. Do you know what a news butch on a train is? It sells peanuts and Coca-Colas and papers and stuff. Well, he started doing that at an early age. And when he got old enough, he started firing the engine. And he stuck with that until he retired in 68. And I think he lived a year, less than a year after that. He was 70. He worked till he was 70. Mm-hmm. Only job he ever had.
So your grandfather on your father's side came from North Carolina,
mm-hmm.
And so he farmed all.
Yeah, they were all farmers, yeah. Mm-hmm. Now my mother's people, her father was